This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And good morning and happy race day, everybody. At 10:06, it's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Later today, we'll podcast the show at usfdracing.org, and that's United States Fire Department Racing. Been with the team for about 5 years, and we race out of Kannapolis, North Carolina, to bring funds and awareness of volunteer fire departments from all over the world. Big show today. Tim Bryant standing by. The rain washed us out. The races last night at Five Flag Speedway, but good news, the King of the Wings sprint cars already unloaded at Mobile International Speedway. Huge day of racing, and Tim has all the information, and we'll get to him in a minute. Bill Roth, also the voice of Mobile International Speedway, will join us today with more details of today's race and also the Highway 90 Challenge Series between Mobile International Speedway, Sunny South Raceway. We'll go over also what the races were like last weekend. NASCAR Ron, we all know him, from Flemington Speedway, getting ready for their big race coming up on the 9th, but today, that brand new class of cars, the Slingshots, there's a brand new bunch of them that came in. Kids and adults are racing these, and they have practice today at Flemington going on now until noon. We'll get all the information from him. And Zach Carpenter with Kane Motorsports, also the owner of Cyclops Vapory, he had a great start for his first time ever racing in a bomber last weekend, at Five Flag Speedway. And the cool thing is never been in four wheels. He does the motorcycle racing, finished sixth, and he's going to go to Mobile for the first time. And then we also want to start off the show with, unfortunately, some sad news. Chip Bonds was a stable at the Speedway, at Five Flag Speedway and Mobile International Speedway. He was a driver. He was a crew chief, the radio guy, and a friend to so many people. He's a great father and a huge racing fan. And, well, unfortunately, he lost his life in an accident this past week. He raced RC cars from the bombers to crew chiefing, and now they were supposed to have the visitation tomorrow and then the funeral Monday, but Florida Highway Patrol has postponed that as they're doing investigation in the accident. We bring in Tim Bryant, and Tim, I hate to start the show on such a somber note, but Chip was an amazing friend of mine and so many people to track, and sadly going to be missed, and he was a stable in the racing community.
Well, I tell you, it's a very sad sad time for us. The racing community is going to miss Chip Bonds. He's been around a long time. His father, Bill Bonds, was a tech official at Five Flag Speedway back in the early 70s, and family has a long history. Of course, with the Randy and Tim Thompson racing team as blood family. So Chip, just tragic, and I tell you, just allows us to put some of these other things that we think are problems in our lives into perspective.
Right, and that's exactly it. And we just, thoughts and prayers, and of course, obviously on the website, and when they have more information, we'll get that information back on a visitation and funeral coming up. Now, today's the big day. Unfortunately, we got rained out last night, but I'm telling you, Tim, Charles Head, one of the guys who was one of the tech inspectors, one of the workers over at Five Flag Speedway, put a video, a couple of them up, of those King of the Wing sprint cars racing around your track in Pensacola, and they had what? How many did we have? 12? Is that right?
I think we had 12 cars practicing on Thursday night, and of course, that didn't include any of the Florida cars. When I talk about Florida cars, I talk about the Tampa Bay area sprint cars, and of course, the guy we're going to be watching tonight is what we kind of consider our local guy, and that's Todd Fayard from Gulfport. So we're expecting a good field of cars tonight. It was heart-wrenching that we didn't get to race last night in Pensacola, Mother Nature had other plans for us, and all that means is going to put more excitement on tonight's races at MIS.
And, of course, two different tracks, but you'll see, I think, even more speed at Mobile than at Five Flags. But the thing is with these cars, and if you've never seen them, obviously wing sprint cars are known for being on dirt, but if you see them on asphalt, they'd never lift just like on dirt. But, I mean, the speeds we'll see, 150 miles an hour probably tonight?
Well, they'll be pushing 140 for sure around the high banks at MIS, and you know, their speeds are breathtaking. And I mean, I tell you, it's worth the price of admission to watch time trials at a King of the Wings sprint car race.
Right. Yeah. Davey Hamilton brings his crew down here, and it's such a neat, fun race. Now, beyond that, though, we also have the Bombers and Sportsmen, and I believe this will also technically be the first race of the Highway 90 Challenge Series. And Bill Roth will be on coming up in a few minutes to talk about that, but I know there's a lot of people excited about that series, Tim.
Yeah, we're excited, too. Some additional racing and, you know, some prizes to shoot for with the Highway 90 Challenge Series. Thanks to Bill and Wayne O'Krizic at Sunny South Raceway for helping to get all this put together so that some of the local cars here have a few more opportunities to race. And of course, you know, this is, as you mentioned, technically the season opener.
Yeah.
The support event for the NASCAR K&N Mobile 150, of course, rained out and rescheduled. We'll be back here at MIS 2 weeks from now on April the 16th with the makeup for the Pro Trucks and, again, the Sportsmen and Bombers will be racing that night. So, anyway, looking forward to getting those guys on track tonight. I know some guys are chomping at the bit to be out there. So it's going to be a good night, I'll tell you. It's nice out here this morning. The sun is out. For those folks that want to come early, of course, the pits open at 1 o'clock. I'd advise bringing sunscreen today.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe a light jacket. It's crisp and cool, which makes these cars run even faster. Grandstand gates will open at 4 o'clock this afternoon, which is when we start practice for the King of the Wings sprint cars. And then we'll have sportsman practice. The first round of sportsman practice will be at 4:30. And we'll be on from there. We'll have an autograph session during the night, a very special tribute. We got a very special guest to sing the national anthem tonight. That's going to be a great moment. So really want to encourage folks to come out and you know, help kick this thing off to a good start.
Well, I know we've had a lot of folks on Facebook and Twitter and all that ask about the Modifieds of Mayhem Tour now that it did get rained out. And you told me off the air the next event is when we'll kind of make it real interesting. Tell us how we're going to do that.
Yeah, the Modified of Mayhem that was scheduled for last night in Pensacola, that event. Well, they'll be back there. Of course, they'll be in Montgomery Motor Speedway in 2 weeks for their next scheduled event. Then they have a race in Nashville, and the next scheduled race on the Gulf Coast will be, of course, May 13th at Pensacola. And what we're going to do that night is do double features. We're going to run last night's race and May 13th race all in one night, so it'll be a two-for-one. I've already talked to several of the drivers, and they're really excited about that. And by the way, speaking of Montgomery, of course, tomorrow afternoon, same King of the Wings sprint guys will be at Montgomery Motor Speedway just a couple hours up the highway. And it wouldn't surprise me if folks that see this race tonight at MIS aren't so excited.
Oh, yeah.
They may be thinking about going to Montgomery tomorrow to watch it again.
I'm leaning towards it. I really am. My beautiful daughter, Nicole, gets married today, so we won't be racing there. But, you know, I'm excited for that, and that's a special day, so I wish her the best. The Alan Turner Hyundai Series, the Twin 50s, this is big. You started this last year, and the Pro Late models, and now it's just amazing because the fans like the 100 lappers, but what you've done now is add more excitement to it.
Yeah, last year we run the 20-30 format, and we've stepped it up a little bit this year. We're just going to have twin 50-lap features. We've gotten calls from Pro Late Models competitors from, you know, to Texas to Georgia to Tennessee about this format. So we're going to be doing that four times in Pensacola. Of course, there'll be two of them right here at MIS throughout the summer. And, you know, Pro Late Model racing is very, very strong, and we've got great Pro Late Model racers right here in the Mobile area.
Well, Tim, I want to ask you, you said the track looks good. I know you're pumping the stands. You got the water moving out of there. Fans want to know as well. Obviously, the sun's coming out. The wind's helping, but the track will be ready. It's almost already there.
Yeah, it's almost there. I mean, we could be practicing in an hour, but we are up under the grandstands. We do have weepers along the front stretch. Everybody kind of knows about that, and we're working on that this morning and trying to make sure that all that's good and dry. When you got a guy going 140 miles an hour down the front stretch, you don't need him going through any water.
Well put, Tim. Well, I know you've got a lot going on, and it's going to be an exciting day. Can't wait to hear about it. So thank you for being a big part of the show. And again, it's going to be great from the local classes to the wing sprinters. You got to check them out. Find them at mobilespeedway.net. Thank you, Tim.
Hey, thanks for having us on, Kane, and congratulations to Nicole and you and Michelle as well.
Hey, thank you so much. Again, that's Tim Bryant with Five Flag Speedway. And again, if you have not seen those Twin 50 Big Five features they're talking about, it's really kind of cool. That's going to be the next show over there at Five Flag Speedway. So still to come, we've got a lot to talk about. Obviously, I want to get back on with Bill Roth. He's got a lot of information about the racing last weekend at Sunny South Raceway, and dig just a little bit more into the Highway 90 Challenge Series practice going on now at Flemington Speedway for that brand new class called the Slingshots. They look like they're really cool, miniature dirt modified. You'll see that. And also, we've got Zach Carpenter with Kane Motorsports and Cyclops Vapor. Going to talk a little bit about his transition from motorcycle racing to the four wheels and some of the stuff he does with CanesWarriorKids.com. Hang on, a lot to come. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And thank you to the great sponsors, Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, and Sunny South Raceway. Now, still to come, we're going to talk to NASCAR on with Flemington Speedway. We've got practice going on now with the Slingshots. Big race coming up on the 9th. And Zach Carpenter with Kane Motorsports had a great run the first time at Five Flag Speedway. Did some private testing with him. And he does a lot with CanesWarriorKids.com. He's going for Rookie of the Year at Mobile and Five Flag Speedway. He'll be racing tonight the first time at the big track, so we'll see how he does there. And again, Bill, we've got Bill Roth coming in with us, and Bill is the voice at Five Flag Speedway, Mobile International Speedway, now Sunny South Raceway, also doing some things out there with a Highway 90 Challenge Series. And Bill, good morning. Perfect weather. This is what we needed.
I am most excited about the fact that the weather is good today, unlike yesterday, unlike Friday, March the 11th, but finally, we get a great day, and this little bit of wind that's out there is going to help get those weepers dried up, and we're going to have a big time and a great show tonight.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And, you know, what's neat about what's going on with Mobile International Speedway and Sunny South Raceway, Tim Bryant kind of put his little talk on it a little bit. He talked about how you guys with Wayne O'Kresk have got together, and because there's less racing in Mobile, you've actually got the power of two tracks now. And the series with the Bombers and Sportsmen between Mobile and Sunny South Raceway is all the buzz, tons of drivers. They got people coming from Pensacola to run that series. You've got people from Mississippi coming to run that series. So it's amazing what you've been able to do on a year where some drivers and teams thought, wow, we're not going to have much racing this year in the Mobile area, and look what you've done.
Yeah, there was a bunch of cars for sale, and I made this decision to try to do this over Christmas.
Yeah,
and it honestly wouldn't have happened without the cooperation of Wayne O'Kresick, who you've talked about a little bit this morning already, but also Bob Karcher at Bob's Speed Shop, Sandy Sanford at Island Motors 2, the Bomber sponsor, because their sponsorship money is going to end up being the points fund money at the end of the year and buying the trophies for the top five guys in both of these classes based on 13 races at two tracks.
Wow.
So, and you're right. I did this because I thought it needed to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody except the racers is making a nickel on it.
Right.
We're doing it all for the love of it, from the press releases to the artwork. It's all been volunteer, and that's gratifying, first of all. And then when so many people get so excited about it, I'm going to have a chance to talk to everybody in the pit meeting tonight, the Sportsmen and the Bombers.
Okay.
I think everybody knows everything, but we'll at least be able to be face-to-face and talk about these races because the 11th of March was rained out.
Yeah.
Our first official race in the Highway 90 Challenge Series is tonight.
Yeah.
The Bombers and the Sportsmen. And then the second one will be the rescheduled race from March the 11th. That's April the 16th at MIS. And the first one at Sunny South, the third in the series, will be April 23rd. That's for the Sportsmen and the Bombers, the first three races of the Highway 90 Challenge Series.
And you've had open practices at both tracks, and how those Bombers and Sportsmen look over there at Sunny South.
Well,
that's a good car count.
Here's my honest opinion about this. First of all, attitudes are terrific.
Yeah.
Sportsmen, about where that they were at the end of the last season. We had 10 in the pits at Pensacola last week and 9 to race, and I think that's about where we were in Pensacola anyway at the end of the season last year, around 10. Bombers, there's a whole new interest in those guys.
Yeah.
I think the truck series has got the most interest going on the Gulf Coast, but Bombers is a close second. We have driver changes. We have new cars. We have old cars being brought back.
Yep.
So, really, The Highway 90 Challenge Series is grassroots racing, so the Bombers are the number one rung in this thing, Sportsman number two. And I'm really happy about all of it.
Yeah, yeah. And I tell you, March 26th was the last race they had at Sunny South Raceway. And if you go to sunnysouthraceway.org, you can see that Fan Appreciation Night was huge. Had a lot of folks out there and had all the cars lined up. Looked like it was a good event.
It certainly does. I'm looking at it on the internet. But for you Bomber and Sportsman guys that have never been to Sunny South Raceway, they say it's a quarter mile. I think it's a big quarter mile.
Yeah.
Change the gear.
Let's
go racing. You know, let's go racing. You got seven races there, six in Mobile. Let's go racing. Sunny South is a different kind of racing. So when we have the champion of the Highway 90 Challenge Series in those two divisions, this guy is going to be, what's the word, versatile.
That's it. You're going to have to. And the crews will have to make those changes, too. But it'll definitely be worth it. But
And let me say one more thing about this. This does not. All the dates at Sunny South, which we added after Mobile's dates, they do not conflict with anything at MIS, and not even with Five Flags on a Friday night. So if Five Flags is running on a Friday night, there is no Sportsman Bomber racing at Sunny South the following Saturday. Everything is freestanding for the Highway 90 Challenge Series at Sunny South.
And how hard is that to do between three tracks?
Well, you know, I started thinking about it in around Christmas time and made some notes. Didn't have any schedules with me. I came back and I had papers all over the desk, and we came up with it.
And that's how it usually works. Well, how did it look last weekend? Do you have results for us off the internet?
From Sunny South, you know, I think besides the Highway 90 Challenge Series and everything that happens around here, I think the neatest thing at Sunny South is the Mighty Mites.
Oh,
I just think that's the best idea. And what do they have? 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 of them. It's kind of like T-ball. There's no winner. They just get out there and race. Dakota Walker, Michael Tipton, Lane Johnson, Jace Law, Eli Loper, Nicholas Denton, Tristan Cheeseman, Bella Brown, and Hayden Boykin. What a great idea they've had at Sunny South for these young, young kids.
And you know what? If you listen to some of those names, I know Langham has been in there before as well. You have a lot of second, third, fourth generation drivers.
Listen to these last names. Boykin.
Yeah.
Law. Johnson. Yeah. Walker. Tipton.
Yeah.
It's all in the family.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what's so cool. And these cars are miniature, I guess you would call them, look like sprint cars, but they're they've definitely got all the safety equipment as the adults do. And these racers, these young kids, they love it, don't they? And they'll drive by in that class and wave to the grandparents.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the best thing happening.
It is.
You know, speaking of second and even third generation, listen to these names from their other divisions from last weekend. Grant Thompson,
who's
John Thompson's son, the junior champ winner.
Wow.
Aaron Tompkins, Garrett Little, also second and third in that division. Pro Challenge, Chad Robinson, who we know from the asphalt tracks. JoJo Floyd, second generation driver. Josie McArdle, and that could be third or fourth generation in Pro Challenge. Bandits. Jeremiah McLeod, Landon Adams, Grant Thompson, Bando Outlaws, Chase Holland, Caleb Sanford, Caleb Boykin. So Sanford, Rusty Sanford, helps us with the Bomber division.
Yep.
The Legends, Conley Dubuisson, Jeremy Lundy, and Connor O'Kresick. So it's all in the family. Racing is the best family sport, including Little League, known to man.
Yeah, and it is. And what's so neat is, like you said, we've built Sunny South Raceway as our own private Bristol in our own backyard, and it is really training tomorrow's racers today's. And I think that's why you've got all the families going to do that. It's a safe, great place, great food, no alcohol at the track, very family friendly.
Yep, and we're going to bring the Sportsmen and Bombers there seven times this year. So congratulations to Wayne O'Kresick. I think he really has had the whole thing pointed in the right direction.
Yeah. Well, I want to shift gears real quick because we do want to talk about also Mobile and the first race tonight. Bombers and Sportsmen, I've seen a lot of people. I know Shayna Ard's going to make that trip from Pensacola. We've got a lot of folks like that also coming over. So I think we're going to see a good field of local cars as well. Now, obviously, the wing sprint cars.
I hope so. The Sportsmen guys from Pensacola are really important. And once again, since there's no conflicts with anybody running on 2 days in one weekend, I'm hoping they come on over.
Well, it looks like they are. What do you expect? What kind of racing do you see as an announcer there? from the Bombers and Sportsmen compared to, I mean, obviously you call it grassroots racing, but for fans, we have a lot of new listeners every weekend that listen to the show. So what is a Bomber? What is a Sportsman? What are these familiar-looking cars like, and how do folks get involved in racing on this level?
Well, obviously, you said it. It's grassroots, true grit racing. Yeah. They're both full-bodied stock cars. Bombers is the closest thing we have on asphalt here in the Deep South to a beginner division.
Yeah.
The best thing to do if you want to get involved, and I hope that you do, is come to the races, go down in the pits after the races, talk to the guys that have the cars.
Yeah.
Try to learn about them in your mind before you get your wallet out. And if you're brand new, you really want to start with a Bomber. It's an entry-level division, but there's no doubt it is a serious race car.
Yeah.
So you need to find out as much as you can about them from your friends or talking to the people in the pits. Learn about them before you get your wallet out. Then get your wallet out. Get you one. Make sure you got some friends or relatives that are going to help you, because it's more than one person can do for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
And do all that. And, you know, if you can't have fun, it's not worth doing.
That's the biggest thing. It doesn't
matter.
If you
do what I said, you won't be looking over your shoulder about spending too much money on something that could have been done for cheaper.
Yeah.
And you'll be with your buddies while you're working on the race car, and it's all about fun, and I think you'll have it.
I do, too. Now, tonight, again, gates will open up a little early. The pit gates at 1, and then I believe practice at 4. And like Tim Bryant said, with these wing sprint cars, this is worth the time to go early just to watch the practice, isn't it? And qualifying.
It will take your breath away. You're talking to the guy that brought the open wheel cars back to the Mobile area after many, 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 many years not here. And the first night that we brought them back, I believe it was 2001.
I remember.
My director of security was a Mobile City policeman, and he had a radar gun with him.
Oh,
now,
wow.
Listen, this is in 2001, maybe 2002, so it's 15 years ago.
Yeah.
15 years ago, he stood at the entrance of Turn 3 and shot the radar on the cars coming down the back straightaway. Now, at that point, the fastest on the racetrack, admittedly, it was 140 point something.
Wow.
Now, they can average 140. So, you know, it will take your breath away if you've never seen it. And there's a little bit of humidity in the air. Unfortunately, there's a lot of wind.
Yeah.
But if it's still and humid, you'll get the vapor trails off the wings, and it's really a show.
Yeah.
One more thing. I don't know if Tim Bryant wanted to keep it a secret or not, but the guy singing the national anthem tonight is a guy by the name of Hugh Richards. When I came to Mobile in the late 70s, and the super modifieds, as they were called then, would come every once in a while, a few times a year, Hugh Richards from Mobile was the man, the fastest one, the best-looking one. He worked on the engines himself. And you're talking about not just a great talented driver, a brave, talented driver, but somebody that did it all. And this guy, when he raced, was on top of the pile. He could beat him from Houston. He could beat him from the Midwest. And you know what else? He's got a great voice. And he's going to sing the national anthem. When I had the track, he did it for me several times.
That is
so
cool.
He's a nice man, 78 years old, remembers all this stuff and appreciates it. And I'm looking forward to seeing him tonight.
That's going to be so huge. Well, man, we appreciate you giving us the details on the Highway 90 Challenge Series. I think it's going to be huge. Great night of racing. And everybody get there early. And you always do such a great job informing and entertaining the fans out there. And you know how to do it, definitely, with the information about the cars and just adding excitement as the races go on. So kudos to you, Bill. Enjoy the day. And we'll see you at the track.
Thank you. Going to work shortly.
There you go. It's the voice of Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, and Sunny South Raceway. That is Bill Roth. And again, those wing sprint cars are something. So, did you hear Dale Earnhardt Jr. plans on donating his brain for concussion research? Joey Logano on the pole at Martinsville. He expects a fairly negative reaction. Surprise. He's had three of those in a row. And Casey Kane continues strong weekend at Martinsville. Second in cup practice, and he'll start on the outside pole. Still to come, more racing. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Always brought to you by great sponsors, Mobile International Speedway. How about those King of the Wing sprint cars you heard? Averaging 140 miles an hour today. Go to mobilespeedway.net. You can find them also on Facebook. Thanks to also Five Flag Speedway. It got rained out last night, and they had 12 of those sprint cars practicing. This was Thursday, and they have so many more that have been coming in, so they're already starting to unload. The pit gates open up at 1 o'clock, and then again, you guys want to get there early at Mobile International Speedway. Sunny South Raceway, also that Highway 90 Challenge Series, just so exciting. We just talked with Bill Roth, and that's going to be a lot of fun. Again, NASCAR Ron standing by from Flemington Speedway. They've got practice going on the slingshots. That's that new class for adults and also for kids to get them started on dirt. They look like quarter-size dirt open wheel modified. So we'll get all the details. For less than $5,000, you can have something race ready that's safe and the kids would love. But now we switch gears. Kane Motorsports has grown again this year, and we're excited to have a brand new sponsor, and even more important than that, a brand new race team member. And I bring in from Cyclops Vapor, Zach Carpenter. And Zach, good morning. Welcome to the show, man. Are you there, Zach?
Hold up. Oh, it's breaking up on me on your end.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I'm going to try to talk to you anyway. I just wanted to say good morning to you, and I know you're getting ready. You had your first time that you raced from a motorcycle onto two wheels, which you've done for years, back into four wheels, and I just want to kind of get your thoughts of your first race ever last week that we did it at Five Flag Speedway.
Well, I'll tell you what, for the first time being in four wheels on a track, I had a really good time last week. I've got a great team behind me helping me get to where I want to be.
Yeah, and I tell you what, you look good out there. They had a good car count and everything like that. Let's get started, first of all, with how you got started in racing. Tim Bryant and Bill Roth were just talking earlier about how the bomber class, the biggest class right now on the Gulf Coast, is the trucks. That seems to be really heavy. But there's a new insurgence of people buying these bombers and starting to race them, and new drivers and new cars coming out. So what attracted you to all this?
I enjoy racing, you know. Originally I started out motorcycle racing about 4 years ago, and really enjoy that, still love to do it. I just don't have the time to travel around to do what it takes to do, you know, circuit of motorcycle racing. So I got involved with Kane Motorsports, got to looking, Matt was selling the car, and I said, well, this will give me a good opportunity to be doing some racing locally. You know, it gives me a little more time. I can spend one day and then a couple hours through the week prepping for it. And it just, you know, gives me something fun to do locally.
Well, and that's a big thing. And that's and Tim Bryant said the same thing, is if you're not having fun, why are you doing it? And that's a big part of it. Now, when you guys go out today, you've never been on the track at Mobile International Speedway. You've been at Five Flag Speedway. We know about the walls. This track's a little bit different. It looks bigger, and they say they could put the inside, they could put a Five Flag Speedway on the inside of Mobile International Speedway. Maybe a little bit longer around the high side, heavier bank traction, no walls. So what does that make you think?
It makes me think I've actually been on the track on two wheels before. We used to race motorcycles out that way. So so it'll be a little different on four wheels at the track. But I like the open thing. It's a fast track, and I look forward to getting out there today.
Yeah, and I know we have a lot of other drivers who are going to be out there as well. And obviously we've got Bobby Ingersoll, crew chiefing on you today. I want to say a little bit and talk a little bit about what Cyclops Vapor does, not just for CanesWarriorKids.com, but your company. Can you give us a little history on what Cyclops Vapor is? This is not a store. This is a worldwide company.
Right, and what we do is we actually manufacture and design the liquid that goes in the electronic cigarettes. And we started the company 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. It'll be 3 years in July.
Wow.
And I'm a user of my own product. I stopped smoking, using vaping 7 years ago, and I believe in what we do. It's a way healthier alternative than what smoking is. And so that's kind of what drove us to it. Originally, I was going to open up a store. Had got tied in with some people over in California that, you know, knew how to manufacture it. So we got to talking and got to working on it. Come to find out, we were pretty good at what we did. And so we just started building the company from there, from a 900-square-foot building in Locksley to the 13,000-square-foot facility that we've got over in Daphne now.
Wow, that's amazing. And how many countries do you ship to?
We ship to 14 different countries currently.
Yeah,
so we're in over 1,500 stores in the United States, and then we ship to 14 different countries.
And again, I can tell you, just for my wife, Michelle, after smoking for years, one day vaping with Cyclops Vapor, and that's all she uses. And the thing is you have a full-time chemist. These are not people in the back room at some of these stores mixing stuff up.
No. We've got a whole staff of people. We've got chemists that have plenty of background in the lab. They way more with it than I ever could. And then we've got 22 employees that manufacture. We've got a Class 7 clean room that it's produced in. So everything that we do is going to be the highest quality that you can possibly get.
Yeah,
down to the flavor creation that takes us months to design each one, the testing that we do, making sure that we give people the product that they're looking for. You know, if we want a healthier alternative to smoking, then we need to give them that healthier alternative.
You've also been a big proponent down in Washington.
Yeah, we do a lot of advocacy. We've got some folks that don't want to see us here as far as the tobacco companies. They don't like the competition, so they're always trying to get us put out. And so we do a lot of fighting on advocacy and then letting people know what vaping actually is. Because it's so closely tied with smoking that it kind of gets that bad name from it. But we don't. You know, it's not a combustible product.
Right.
It's a liquid. It vapes. It never catches on fire, so you don't get the tar and the carcinogens that you get from smoking.
Yeah, and it does amazing things. You go to CyclopsVapor.com, and you'll be able to get all the information. And, again, a great company. We're honored to be paired with you, especially with CanesWarriorKids.com. I want to ask you real quick also, and then we'll let you go because I know you are packing up and getting ready to head out to MIS with the race team today. You've been able to go on a couple of trips with us to the Women's and Children's Hospital. You shaved your head with me and the rest of the drivers, including Matt Jackson there, for St. Baldrick's. We do a lot with childhood cancer. Can you try to put in words what it was like this last time for Easter? We had several hundred Easter baskets, and what was different this year is we got to actually take them up to the floors. And just in your own words, what did you experience?
Well, I'll tell you what. Let me start back with why we got started with Kane Warrior Kids, because we've got a great team of people that we work with, you know, from my partner to the other people that work for us, and we get involved in a lot of stuff with children just because they have no choice in what they experience,
right.
You know, the childhood cancer and stuff like that. And so that's why we tied in so closely with Kane's Warrior Kids, because of the work that they do. And the experiences that we have at these hospitals, when you actually meet the children that are there fighting this cancer and the families that are standing there that don't have a chance to come out here and go racing or go to the track, they're stuck in the hospital all the time, it's a humbling experience.
Yeah, and to bring up there and to see the eyes in these kids when you come around with a wall full of toys and a wall full of trophies, I mean, it really makes their day. And if you can put a smile on the face of a child that's fighting a disease like that and just help them remember that they're a child for maybe 30 seconds or a minute or two, it's all worth it, isn't it?
Well, you can see it. I mean, every one of them are smiling. You get thanks from across the room when you come in because those guys are fighting. You know, we sit here and we look at our little problems that we run into during this. Just nothing to compare to what those families go through. And so to give them a few minutes of their time where they're not, where the doctors and the shots and the chemo and all that stuff are not front priority for them, it's just a good experience.
Well, tonight you'll be running the familiar black and 22, but this will be the last time that'll look like that. You've got obviously Cyclops Vapor new machine coming out, and we'll have both of our cars wrapped by the next race at Five Flag Speedway. So, first of all, who are sponsors that are helping you out?
Kane's Warrior Kids and Cyclops Vapor. I mean, that's my two biggest sponsors. So, we just kind of stick close to that and go from there.
Well, good luck, brother. I expect to see a top three. No pressure, okay?
Yeah, no doubt. Well, we're going to give it our best shot, and we're gonna give them hell, basically.
There you go. Zach Carpenter, thank you, brother. Be safe out there.
Thank you as well. Take care.
Absolutely. Again, he's a big part of what we do with Kane's Warrior Kids at CyclopsVapor.com, kind of educating you guys a little bit about what we do away from the racetrack. Still to come, we are not done. We're heading to the dirt track. Flemington has a full schedule. They've teamed up with Southern. They've teamed up with Baker. This is going to be a huge triple series, and there's one guy who knows all about it next, NASCAR Ron. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Again, thank you to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, and Sunny South Raceway. And again, thank you to Zach Carpenter with Cyclops Vapor and Kane Motorsports taking the ride out over to Mobile International Speedway. Going to be a big night with the King of the Wing Sprint Cars coming out from Indianapolis, California, Canada drivers, Florida. They're from all over, and they've got a ton of cars. The trailers are already parked, ready for the pits to open up, so that's going to be kind of cool. Well, again, we want to give you information. Again, Chip Bonds, one of our good friends, was killed in a car accident, I'm afraid, this past week. And the funeral and visitation was set for Sunday and Monday. Now, Florida Highway Patrol has postponed his visitation and his funeral set for this week. So we will give you more updates, information, Five Flags Speedway, Mobile International Speedway, and obviously on Facebook, we'll make sure that everyone knows when those arrangements are made. So there's a practice going on right now for a brand new style of cars. Flemington Speedway is featuring, and I'm going to bring in the guy right now, NASCAR Ron, first time to the show this year. Hey, NASCAR Ron, welcome to the show, and you got little midgets. I'm sorry, no, slingshots out there today.
Well, Kane, it's something different for the world of stock car racing here in the Panhandle. You know, these cars are being brought in from Pennsylvania. We actually going to Pennsylvania and picking them up. And Micah and Mr. McCall is the ones behind this. And Micah kind of oversees the program as far as the operations part of it. He's an operation manager, and then Mr. McCall is my uncle, and he actually finances all the activities at Flemington Speedway, and this is really, really taking off. They just got back in from Pennsylvania this week, and went and got another shipment of cars from Pennsylvania, and I tell you, it's a lot of good feedback that we're getting off of this. I think right now we're up to I want to swarm down. We're up to about 14 to 15 cars, somewhere along in there.
Wow.
That's been sold, somewhere in that category.
Let's talk about the cars, because they look like smaller versions of an open-wheel modify, but they are sexy. They have a race car can be sexy, and these little things are.
Most of you people in the world of racing are familiar with the big block modifieds.
Yeah.
You've seen the big block modifieds on television. And this is a similar, identical to them big block modifieds. I mean, they just a little smaller car. You climb in through the roof, you open up the rooftop, and that's where you climb in. And you got anywhere from 200 and 250 pound grown men getting in these things. And then you got your kids. We're doing a junior class and we're doing a senior class is how that's working out, Kane.
And you have a different track. It's not these are not geared for. I it's funny to call Flemington the big track, but it is there because you've got one carved out in the side of it. Tell us a little bit about what that's like.
Well, we finally got that thing figurated out,
yeah.
And we talked with the Slingshot Association. We talked with the organization, and they helped us through the dimensions of the racetrack to make it competition for the racer. And that's actually going to come down through the infield, go off of turn one, go down through the infield with a little embankment, and race over to turn four. As you're coming off turn four, right there, the cars race back up onto the speedway on the front straightaway and then dive back down to the infield.
Oh, that's awesome.
So the average speed is what I understand. These cars run about 80 miles an hour.
Jeez, are you serious?
Yeah,
wow.
That's the average speed is what they're telling me.
Well, have you parked yourself in one? You're kind of a big guy. I don't know if you can get in one.
I'm going to be honest with you. I've been going through some back problems. And,
oh, yeah.
So I ain't really crawled in one of them things. I've been tempting to, but I ain't really crawled in one of them yet.
Well, let's talk about the last race you guys had, and I heard a rumor. Did you have over 40 of the pure stocks? Tell me about what happened this last race.
Well, the six-pack show was put together by the McCall family.
Yep.
McCall family put the six-pack show together, and we had 47 pure stock cars at Southern Raceway.
Man.
And we didn't have but like 16 street stocks. I think it was 16 street stocks. We were hoping for more. but the feedback we've got out of this from the racers has been real good, and I know the next race will even be bigger. And I tell you, the good folks over at O'Reilly Auto Parts has been one of our good feedbacks. I've worked with two different districts in Florida and Alabama, and then I had a gentleman up in Georgia that's come on as a carburetor sponsor, and he's going to rebuild the carburetors for the winners and the street stock and the pure stock.
Wow. Well, that's amazing. Yeah, I mean, obviously, Flemington has a checkered history and has been around for quite a while. When is the next race coming to Flemington?
Now, the next scheduled event at Flemington is going to be opening night, will be April the 9th.
Yeah.
And we're going to be bringing the Panhandle Challenge Series Crate Late Models to town, and which Crate Late Models have really taken off here in the Panhandle. We've been averaging 15, 16 cars on a normal night whenever we race. So for opening night, we're going to bring those guys to town. I know you guys like late model action. So if you like late model action, definitely come up and check that out. And then we're going to run them Gulf Coast Wing Mini Sprint. That's always an entertaining class. The Neesmith Street Stocks, the Pier Stocks, and we're going to have the Sing Shots, and then the tuner cars from out of most of your front-wheel drive tuners are located over in Baldwin County.
Yeah.
And I've already been on the phone with them, and we got a lot of those guys coming from your neck of the woods over there going to come across and race with us again this year.
Well, that's awesome. And I know you have the schedules up at Flemington Speedway's Facebook page. And what's the website? I imagine FlemingtonSpeedway.com?
Yep. You can just go to FlemingtonSpeedway.com and see what's hot in Flemington, Alabama. You know, we always encourage our people who come to Flemington to visit our businesses there in Flemington. Flemington is a little town, and the folks always love to have you to stop by and do business with them. So definitely do that whenever you anywhere you go.
Sure.
Anywhere you go to Mobile, if y'all in Mobile over there going to Mobile International Speedway tonight, you listeners out there, you know, you stop by and do business with them local businesses there because, you know, they got to stay alive and keep the economy. We got to keep this economy moving. So y'all need to definitely do business with your local businesses. And tell me one thing, Kane.
What's that?
Who did you say there was a state trooper that was injured or killed or what?
No, unfortunately, we actually had one of our race car friends, Chip Bonds, who was the radio guy at Five Flag Speedway. He passed in an accident, and his visitation and also the funeral was planned for Sunday and Monday. But now there's an investigation going on with the accident, so we will give more information. But again, the prayers and thoughts go to Chip Bonds and his whole family, and it just it's a heart-wrenching thing to see.
That is. It definitely is. The Lord has plans for everybody, and we definitely hate to lose our loved ones.
Yeah, that's it.
But it's always good to get everything up and going. I know Full Throttle Racing covers all the racing action for 2016, looking for a big season for stock car racing here on the Gulf Coast. And I'm glad to say that I'm glad that the Bryant family, I'm grandfathered in. I finally got grandfathered in over at Five Flag Speedway, so I'm working over at Five Flag Speedway on race night. So I'm glad to be over there on race night. So definitely encourage you folks to come over and check them out across the bay there whenever you can. On I think it's on the 15th, ain't it, Kane?
Yep, that's it. 15th and then 16th at MIS. Well, you, I know you're going to be up at the flag stand again this year at Flemington. We appreciate everything you do for the racing community, and we'll definitely have you on when we get done with that next race on the 9th.
Yeah. Always good to hear from you, Kane, and always good to see you whenever I get an opportunity, buddy, and have a good one.
Hey, thank you so much. Again, that's NASCAR Ron with Flemington Speedway. And I just want to remind you, also coming up on the 9th, we've talked about it before, next Saturday at noon at the Mobile International Speedway Party Barn, we have Lee Red Dog Reynolds. Everyone knows him as Red Dog. A big benefit at noon. Red Dog had emergency surgery from a fall at home, and the insurance was lapped, so he's got a pretty hefty bill. So as we do in the race, racing community. Well, we all are coming together next Saturday for a huge benefit. They've got jumpers for the kids. We're going to have a lot of the race teams out there with the race cars. So we want people to come out, and it's going to be in between the drag strip and Mobile International Speedway. You'll take a right there. There's a couple of fences. You easily see all the race cars and everybody out there. But it's going to be a lot of fun. We've got a lot of donated items as well from silent auctions, from Fast Track Photos. They've given us some signed photos from some of your favorite drivers. Also, an amazing autographed car from Sterling Marlin. Also, thank you to Kane Motorsports. We've donated a lot of things from Chase Elliott, some signed autographed things there as well, some Alabama items as well. And thank you to BA Motorsports. Frank Griffith has also donated a lot of items, including a very beautiful signed picture. It says Roll Tide, and it's a picture of Nick Saban. You just can't find these anymore. Turn One Photos also helping out, and again, Lookout Graphics. They're going to have a custom, I mean, it's great, a custom wrap for your race car. Can't beat that. Yeti Cooler as well. So a lot of good stuff happening, and you can find out. It's again Lee Red Dogs. They're having their it's called a benefit pretty much at noon. That's going to be next weekend. We'll have a lot of information out on our Five Flag Speedway and Mobile International Speedway, and of course our Facebook page. So God bless y'all. I know if you're racing, please be safe at Mobile International Speedway. Kane Motorsports tonight with Zach Carpenter and Bobby Ingersoll at the head. We appreciate what they're doing, and I'm off to go see my beautiful daughter get married. Congratulations to Nick and Ron, and love you, Mom.